I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Monday, August 11th. If you hear someone say this is a good night for watching meteors, don't believe them. It's true the next couple of nights are the peak nights of the Perseid meteor shower, but the full moon will drown all but the brightest meteors in its glare.
Instead of being a meteor watcher tonight, try being a moon watcher. Tonight's full moon goes by the name green corn moon, grain moon, or full red moon, because the full moon often looks reddish soon after it rises. This full red moon is near a reddish-looking star in tonight's sky. The star-like object rises about half an hour behind the moon tonight. This object is Mars, and it looks red because its surface is covered with reddish soil.
Earth will pass between Mars and the Sun later this month, bringing Mars minutely closer to Earth than it's been in recorded history. That means Mars is going to be at its brightest. And if you look outside tonight, you might be surprised by how bright Mars looks, even in the moon's glare. Mars will be closest to Earth on August 27th. Earth will pass between the Sun and Mars the next day. Now is the time to start watching so you don't miss out on the closest approach of the red planet, Mars.
For charts showing Mars whereabouts, come to earthsky.org. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.